And that Testament base, let us quickly go over the Gemara which we had learned yesterday. We had learned Levi had asked Rabbi Akasha that the Mishnah should have been made another elder, 16 arayas, imoy. That means if his father was ma'anis, his mother, so his mother is imoy, and his mother got married to another brother, and then the other brother died, so he's unable to be miyabim her because she's imoy. So Rabbi had answered Levi, "Beplukta loy kamayli." Since this case halachically is only permissible according to the Chachamim that hold anusas oviv is muta, according to Rabbi Yehuda this is also. So the Mishnah does not want to speak about a case which is totally in a machloikis. So on this teretz of Rabbi, the Gemara is asking now a kasha. Ra'omar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, v'chein toni Rabchiye, b'kulon ani kairei behen, v'asura loze, muteres loze, v'asura loze, muteres loze, v'achoyso shehi yevimto, cheletzes oimis yabemes. Rabchiye had said, the Mishnah says further in the third Perek that the din is if you have two sisters or are falling to two brothers, so the din is that each brother is only permitted to give chalitza. He's not permitted to be miyabim any of the sisters. Because since these two sisters are falling from two brothers, so each one is zakuk to him, and each one is considered achais zakukosai. So therefore, in such a case of dalet achim, shnaim em misuyim, shtei achoyais, so the din is the other two brothers are only permitted to give chalitza. The Mishnah says, but what is if one of the sisters was an erve to one brother, and the other sister was an erve to the other brother? So then it comes out that for each brother, the sister that is mutter is not a chayse kukosai. So then the din is asura lozeh muteres lozeh, vasura lozeh muteres lozeh. And Rabchiya said that this seal, that you can have two sisters, and one is an elva to one brother, and one is an elva to the other brother, we can make this seal by all tesvav arayis of our Mishnah. Bekulon ani kaire behen asura lozeh muteres lozeh, v'asura lozeh muteres lozeh, and Rabbi Yehuda said that this case of Asura Lozem Uteres Lozem can only be if we start from Chamoisei. But the first six cases of the Mishnah, we will not say this klal, my time. Given the bitoy ba'oinsin mashkach aslo, the only way we could have two sisters and they are, and each sister is a daughter to a brother, to a yavam, to a different Yava. So the only way we could have this is Ba'onsin B'nesu'in Le'mashkach Haslo. Why is it that way? Let us just say a case. Let's say as follows. That Reuven was Ma'anes Aisha, and he had a daughter. Shimon is Ma'anes the same Isha, and he had a daughter. Now, you have two sisters, which are, one is a daughter to Reuven, and one is a daughter to Shimon. Now, if these two daughters will marry respectively Levi and Yehuda, and then Levi and Yehuda will die, so we have here a case that Reuven will be able to be Miyabim Shimon's daughter, and Shimon will be able to Miyabim Reuven's daughter. We have Asur Lazem Oteres Lazem. But this can only be Ba'onsen, that Reuven was Manas Deish and Shimon was Manas Deish. If Reuven married her, so Shimon would never be allowed to be boil her. So she's Eishes Ochib, Grushes Ochib. If Reuven was Ma'anis her, and Shimon married her, so then both daughters would be also to Shimon, one als Bas Ishtay and one als Bitay. So the only way we could have a case by Bitoy, that it should be two sisters, is only Ba'onsin Mashkachas Lo, B'nesuin Le Mashkachas Lo, is B'nesuin Komairi, Ba'onsin Lo Komairi. Let us see the last Rashi on the Yomit. Kiven de Bitoy, Lo Metukme, Ela Bebas Anuse Uche de Parashino, as we explained this already. Ba'ainsin loiko mairi masnissin. Our Mishnah is not speaking about bitoy me'anusosai. That's the poshut pshat. Ba'aydi de loitoni bitoy loitoni lulekula arayis mishum tza bitoy. So therefore, these six which are arayis of bas, bitoy, bas, bitoy, bas, peno, bas, ishtoy, he didn't. He wasn't Kailo, the first six arayas of the Mishnah. Now, this Rashi is very schwer. Now that we're up to Daftes, we can appreciate it. So Rashi is saying that, our Mishnah is not speaking about Bitei Manusosoi. And Rashi in the Mishnah says, Klo, that's the case of Bitei. The case of Bitei, the Elva Bitei is Bitei Manasosoi. Bitei Me Ishtoi, that's Pas Ishtoi. So if we want to have a new Elva of Bitei, and the Gemara said on Daf Gimel, that Bitei, since Midrashe Kaisele, brings it from Midrashe, Chabidele, that's where the Mishnah started with Bitei. So the Elva of Bitoim is Bitoim Anasosu. What does Rashi say? That, Ba'onsen like a Mairi Masnissen. Our mission is not speaking about Onsen. It sure is speaking about Onsen. That is Bitoim, Bitoim Anasosu. So this Kasha Taisvis and Avbeis asked on Rashi. And therefore, Taisvis here, the second Taisvis says, Ba'onsen like a Mairi, the Bekulon Anikoyre Ben Mashme Berogali. It's not our Mishnah isn't speaking about Onsen. Rabchia isn't speaking about Onsen. Rabchia said Bekulon Anikoyre Ben by all the test Bavarayis. I could have Asulas and Materos. It seems that I could have this without complications of Onsen. Everything comes to Chanoifana. So Rabchia isn't speaking about Oinsim. That's the Machloikis, Rashi, and Taisus. Vabaye metargim af bitei manusosoi. And Vabaye said no, that Kulon Anikoyre Ben also includes bitei. Even dashkuchim mashkachas lo. It's, you could have a case of bitoy al kaponim ba'onsin. Iboy min esuin tehevi, iboy min onsin tehevi, iboy min esuin tehevi. Avol eishis ochiv shleihayim ba'ilom ma'iloy. But, the kulam is not koilul eishis ochiv shleihayim ba'ilom. My time, because, to have a case of two brothers, and you should have two sisters falling to them, and one should be an eishes achim shleihoye by lomay to one brother, and not to the other brother, this can only be according to Rab Shimon. Kimin del Rab Shimon do the mashkachas lo, le rabon aloy mashkachas lo beplukta loy kamayri. So our Mishnah is not speaking about a case of a plukte, and therefore, if Bekulon Anikayre Ben is speaking about a Shesachim Shloye Belom, it has to go only according to Rab Shimon. So therefore, it's not going on that because Beplukte Loikamayi. Now let us just see Rashi Eishes Ochiv Shloihoye Boilom. So Rashi says, "Eishesochim shloim boilom leimashkachas lo elo alibe de Rab Shimon." The shori Rab Shimon was matel biyibein ulebesayif noilad. Rab Shimon was matel if the brother died, and then the next brother was miyabin, and then ulebesayif noilad. Rab Shimon holds. For the brother that was noiled after the Yibum, so she's mutter to him, she's not called Eisha Sochim Shloi Be'lomi. The Simonech, so if you want to have a simon, how our Mishnah can be speaking about two sisters that are Eisha Sochim Shloi Be'lomi in a Surah Lazem Uteres Lazeh is Meis Noiled V'Yibim, Meis Noiled V'Yibim. Now Rashi explains. Kigoy. Ruvain V'Shimon V'Levi V'Yehuda B'nei Yaakov. Yaakov had four sons. V'Nosu Ruvain V'Shimon Shtei Achoyes. And Ruvain and Shimon married two sisters. Umeis Reuven b'loy banim. Now Reuven died without children. Now there's a mitzvah of Yibum. V'noilad Yisachar. So after Reuven died, Yisachar was born Liyakir. There's a new brother that came into the family. Umotso liyeventoi zikuka liyibum. Now when Yisachar was born, so he found Reuven's wife, Izokuk liyibum. So when he was born, she was Nesra Olav, because there was a Nefila Liyibum, and not to him, because by him it wasn't a Shiva Achaz Boilam. He was born after Reuven died. V'yibmo Levi. And Levi was Miyabmo. Umeish Shimon Achreke. Afterwards, Shimon died. V'noilad Zvulun. And when Shimon died, Zvulun was born. Umotza Olav Be'isa. Now, Shimon's wife is also to Zvulun, because when he was born, she was Zokuk Liyibum, and she was also to him. V'yibma Yehuda, and Yehuda was Miyabma. So now we have here a case that Levi was Miyabm Eishes Reuven, which is also to Yisachar, and Yehuda was Miyabm Eishes Shimon, which is also to Zvulun. Umeisu Levi v'Yehuda, v'noflu achoyes alolu Lifnei Yisachar Uzvulun. Now, these two sisters fell to Yisachar Zvulun. Ashes Levi, the one, Ashes Levi, Asuzali Yisachar, she's also to Yisachar. Mimnei Shebo, Motza, Be'isel, Nefilis Ruvit, Shaya Ochim, Shloyoye, Be'lomai. Yisachar cannot be Miyab, Ashes Levi, because Levi was born as soon as Reuben had died. Yisachar was born as soon as Reuben had died. So therefore it was Nesra Allah, so he can't be Miyab Meshes Levi. Umu Teres Lizvulam, but, this is the punchline, according to Rab Shimon, she is Mutter Tizvulam. Why? Shebo Umotza Beheta, because when Zvulam was born, Zvulun did not find Ashes Reuben Zokot Liyibum. Zvulun found Ashes Reuben, she was already married to Levi. Der Shenoylet Zvulun kwam es Yab Mazula Levi. Ubi Yibem ul Besoif Noylet Shori Rab Shimon. By Yibem Besoif Noylet, Rab Shimon was Mata. Ve Ashes Yehude Asurel Zvulun. But Ashes Yehude is also to Zvulun, because Mibnei Shebo Motza Be'isa Nefilis Nesu'e Shimon Ochit. Because when Zvulun was born right after Shimon had died, and it was Nesra Olam, Shloihoye Bo'ilom. But Umutares Li Yisachar. But Ashes Yehude is mutter to Yisachar, Shero Shimon v'Yehuda. He was alive when Shimon was alive, when Yehuda was alive, so he had no problems whatsoever. So Abaye did not want to say that Kulam is going on Ashes Ochiv Shloihoye Bo'ilomai, because that would be saying that our Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, and that's not Mistava Beplukta Loikamai. Rav Safra metargim af Ashes Ochiv Shloihoye Bo'ilomai. Rav Safra said, no, the Kulam is also going on Ashes Ochiv Shloihoye Bo'ilomai. Umashkachas lo b'shita achin, and you can figure this out with six brothers. Vali b'der Rab Shimon, and Rashi said the cheshbon b'simonech meis. Reuven died, noiled, Yisachar was born, v'yibem Levi was miyabim. Meis Shimon died, noiled, Zvulun was born. The Yibayim, and Yehuda was Miyab. Let us see Rashi and Afyuda Medal. The Simonach Meisnel the Yibayim, Kedip Perashti. Alme. So now let's get back to the Sugya. Midetoni Rabchie Bekulon Ani Koyre Behem, Vafilu Beish Ochim, Beishes Ochim Shleihoye Boilo. Alme Tane de Masnissen Toni Plukte. So then we have to say that the Tana of a Mishneh is going according to certain Manda Omrim, which there's a Machlekes on them. The Rabchia Masnissen Ko is going on our Mishneh, and the only way the Bekulon Ani Koyre Behem can only be according to Rab Shimon. That is the Kashe and Rebbe. So if the Tana of our Mishneh is Koi Beplukte, so Memele, why didn't we mention Anusas Oviv also? Imoy, which is Anusas Oviv. So the Gemara answers, Le Rebbe Hani Kloli Lesley. What does Rashi say? Le Rebbe Hani Kloli Lesley Hani Kloli, the Rabchie. That means, Rebbe is Meshubet to hold Rabchie Shtekteire Bekulon Ani Koire Ben Asura Bezeh Moteres Bezeh. Hilkach, loy mukmi masnisen beplukte. He doesn't that time the Mishnah it's going beplukte. Ela benoilud ubesayf yibem ludivreyak. So that is one teretz and Rebbe. We had a kashe from Rab Chiya. And from Rab Chiya we see klor that beplukte kamayri. Rebbe doesn't hold like Rab Chiya. Rav Ade Kachine Kameid Rav Kahana Omar Mishmei Derode. Another teretz. La'olam islay le'rebi hanikloli. Rebbe holds like Rav Chiya. He agrees 100% with Rav Chiya. So a meila b'pluk the kamayri. So therefore, the Mishnah is speaking about things which there's a machloikis in under. So what's a lady asked the meila the kikasha? So why didn't you say imoy? V'hochi kamalay. He told him imoy anusas oviv b'chodor mashkachas lo. Betalti loika mashkachas lo. Fakert, the Mishnah, we only learned a case that Ishaich Bekulon and Ilakabhi said, we only learned cases that Ishaich Bekulon and Ikerebem Asura Laze Muteres Laze, Asura Laze Muteres Laze. But imoy anuses oviv bechodo mashkachas lo betarti loy mashkachas lo. You can only find one of the two. Yaakov beis achoyes onas. If Yaakov was ma'anes two sisters, that means Yaakov was ma'anes two sisters. These are the imoys. We want to make an imoy of two brothers, two sisters, which are elvis of imoy to two brothers. Is achoyso? So now, what'll be the case? So let us figure out the case. Yaakov was ma'anis. Let us say Rochel and Leah, two sisters. From Rochel there was a son Reuven. From Leah there was a son Shimon. Fine. So now, Rochel married Levi, and Leah married Yehuda. Now Levi is fine. Now Levi, we're not going according to Rabbi Yehuda to put the Kamayri. We're going to the Levi, Rochel and Leah married Levi and Yehuda. Now what happened? Levi and Yehuda died, and now they're falling Leibum. They're falling Leibum, so Reuven cannot be Miyabim Ashes Levi, it's his mother. Shimon cannot be Miyabim Ashes Yehuda, it's his mother. Fine, that's wonderful. But we can't go further though. Reuven can also not be Miyabim Ashes Yehuda because it's his mother's sister. And Shimon can't be Miyabim Ashes Levi because it's his mother's sister. So if you want to speak about sisters, and you want to, that was the whole kunz of Rav Chiya, that even though normally when two sisters fall the yibum, you're not permitted to marry them, I can make a kunz that two sisters will fall the yibum and you'll allowed to bury them. One will be an elbe, the second won't be an elbe. So that only works by the 15 arayas. But by imoy, it won't work if there'll be sisters. If there'll be sisters, it won't work because automatically, the both of them will be also on both. So you can't be miyab many of them. Now you could have this without sisters. That means you'll have two. Let's say Yaakov was Ma'anis Rochel, and he had Reuven. Yaakov was Ma'anis Leah, which is not a sister of Rochel, and he had Shimon. You have, now these two are Imois. Now Rochel married Levi, Leah married Yehuda, and now we'll have over here, now Levi and Yehuda died, now we'll have Asura Lazem Materis Lazem, Asura Lazem Materis Lazem, we'll have everything. But he's not telling us anything, because this kunz of Asur Zamater Zuzer, we only need by two achoyes. That means that was the chiddush of Rav Chiya. By two sisters, even though normally two sisters are chiltzeis v'loy misyamis, but with Asur Zamater Zuzer, we can make that two sisters are misyamis. Here, you can have a suga lazam mutaras lazam, but you don't have any chiddush over here. So therefore, the Gemara says that Fakert, Rebbe was the greatest chosid of Rav Chiya. He held like Rav Chiya. And the Mishnah is tuned to shtim with Rav Chiya. And Fakert, since Rav Chiya said, Bekulon ani kaire bezeb, Achoisoi shi yeventoi, oiche letzes, oi mis yabemes, tasur lozem eteres lozem. So therefore he did not bedavke speak about Imoi, because Imoi you can't say this. That was the teres. So let us see again in the beginning of the Gemara. Imoi anusas oviv bechoda mashkachas lo, betalti loi mashkachas lo. You can only find one case, but you can't find both cases. You can't find two sisters which are asura lezem uteres lezem. You can have two sisters that are fall a yibum, but then both will be asura. Or you could have two women that are fall a yibum, but they're not two sisters. Yaakov beis achoyis onas. If Yaakov was ma'anis two sisters, achoyisei sheyevem te mashkachas lo. She had a case that two sisters, which were two sister-in-laws, fell a yibum. But asur lezem uteres lezem lemeshkachas lo. But you don't have asur lezem uteres lezem because both of them are also to both brothers. V'beis nochi yois onas, if he was Yaakov was ma'anis two strange women, two unrelated women, is asur lezem uteres lezem lemeshkachas lo, then you'll have that one is asul as a materus lozeh, but achoyis she yevim talay meshkachas lo, but they're not sisters, so you're not accomplishing anything. Let us see Rashi. Ima yanusas oviv bechodo meshkachas lo, lahochi leinokel lo b'masnisin. The reason why our Mishnah did not mention the erva of ima, shiata koyre bo asur lozeh materus lozeh. Bachoisok she yeventoi misyabemis she yehu beis achoyis noiflis lishabim. They should have two sisters which are falling liyibom teizu asura lazeh mishumimoi vchenzu alzu umutares lishaini. By ima you can't have this. Elochodo mashkachas, you can only have one of the two. I asura lazeh muteres lazeh. If you want, you could have one as also to one and one as also to the other. Or you could have a yachaisik sheyevim, they could have two sisters which are falling leibum, the two sister-in-laws. Yaakov shtei achoyes onas, if Yaakov was ma'anis shtei achoyes, v'yodoloi ha'achas levi v'achas yehudim, and each one gave birth to a son, v'nosaru v'inanuses oviv imei shalevi. And Reuben married Anusas Oviv Yimishal Levi, Shimonos Anusas Oviv Yimishal Yehudim, Achoy Sokshi Yevim Tay Nefelos Liyibum Lifnei Levi Yehuda Boner Mashkachas Lo. So it's possible that two sisters are falling Liyibum and the two sister-in-laws. But Asur Lezem Eteres Lezem Lo Mashkachas Lo, Visheshtein Asur Yisar Shneim. Because these both sisters are also to both brothers. Imoi shall levi asur aloi mishum imoi. Imoi is also als imoi. Va'achois and our sisters also mishum achoisayim. V'chein li Yehuda. U'shtayim p'turus minach litz min ayibum. So you can have the chiddush of Rav Chiya. V'ishtay noch yoisonas. And if Yaakov was ma'anis, two women which are not related, the Yodoloi Beis Bonim, and they have two sons, the Nosum Beis Bonim Eisha Acheres, and now other two sons marry these two women, the Noflu Lifnei Bnei, Asur Lezem Uteres Lezem Ashkachas, now you can hear that the Asur Lezem, the one that it's, is Uteres Lezem, she's Imoin, she's not the aim of the other one. But they're not sisters. The Iker Milsa the Rav Chiya Mishum Yibim Shtei Achoyis Nokia. The Iker Chiddush Rav Chiya was you could have two, you could be Miyabim, two sisters, and that's not Achoyis Kukosa. Rav Ashi Yoma. Let's go further in the Gemara. Rav Ashi says another reason why Rebbe did not appreciate Levi's kasha. Lo'ilom bless Leila Rebbe Hani Kloli. Rebbe does not hold Rabchiyas Klolim. Rebbe did not mold the Mishnah that it should stim with Rabchiyas Klolim. So therefore, that is not a reason why you shouldn't mention Imai. Also, the Mishnah is speaking about halachas which are debatable. So that means he could very easily have said Imai, according to the Chachamim. So Levi asked Amira the Kikasha. So why didn't you mention Imai? Why isn't there a 16th Erev of Imai? Umaikimdumani Shainloi Moyach Bekot Kode de Kamalei. So why did Rebbe tell Levi that you're asking a Kasha, I think you don't have any brains in your head? Hachi Kamalei. This is what he told them. My time loidaikis masnisen. Why won't you medaik the Mishnah? You're asking a kasha that we should say a 16th erve of Imoy. And what does that mean? And the Mishnah will go according to the Chachomim, that hold anusas oviv is mutter, and we'll have a 16th erve. So he asked them, my time loidaikis masnisen, but why won't you medaik the Mishnah, the masnisen Rav Yehuda, the osabanusas of it? The Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda. So Mameli Yakasha finds sich nicht on. How do we know that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda? Diktoni, because let's see the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says as follows. We had 15 arayis, Pateratzor. The next Mishnah says, Sheish Arayis Chamuris Me'ilu. There are 6 more Arayis, which are more Chomor than these 15 Arayis. In what way are they more Chomor? Mipnei Shehein Nesuis Lacherem. These Arayis can never marry the brothers of the Yovo. That's the Chumre. That means like this, the 15 arayas of our Mishnah, Bitoy, so Reuven's daughter can marry his brother Shimon. So Mamela, we have a case that his brother married her, and then when the brother dies and she falls Leibim, she patters it so. We have 6 arayas that this Erva is not only an Erva on the Yovam, it's an Elva and all his brothers. It's impossible for his brother to marry her. Sheish arayis chamuras mi'elu, mimnei shehein nesuis lacherum. They can only marry, not his brother. They can marry other people, but they can't marry his brother. And these arayis, tzoreiseyem utoris. So these arayis, when they'll marry someone else, so they're tzoreis amutar. Because the whole Issa of Tzoras Elve is only the Tzadeshes Och. If you have a Tzoras Elve from someone else, that means someone else married Bitoy, so Tzoras Bitoy is Mutter to the Ov. So now the Mishnah says there are 6 Arayis, which is impossible for them to marry his brother. What are the 6 Arayis? Imoy. The Aishis Oviv, the Achis Oviv. Now let's speak about Aishis Oviv a minute. What's Aishis Oviv? Aishis Oviv is very good. Aishis Oviv, if his father's wife, none of the brothers can marry her, because she's Aishis Oviv to all of the brothers. All mitzvah of Yibum is by Achim in Ha'ov. So you can't have a case that one brother should marry an Aishas Ov, and you can't be Miyabma because she's an Aishas Ov. How did the first brother marry her? She can't be married at all to the brother. She's Aishas Ov to all the brothers. So we have here 6 cases. Now, what is the first case? Imoy. My Imoy. Now, what is the case of Ima? Eli met Nisuas Oviv. That means that his father married a woman. Is Haino Ashes Oviv? So that's Ashes Oviv. So we said, that's the second case. Ashes Oviv is Chamuris Meilu. Ella Lav Anusas Oviv. So you have to say Imoi is another case. Anusas Oviv. That it's the mother of the Yavam, Uktoni, Mipnei, Shein, the Suis, Lachem, they're not permitted to marry any of the brothers. They're only permitted to marry other people. Lachem, Ein, Laachin, Loi. Is man, Shamet, Loi, Dislei, Haisvor, Rab Yehuda, the Osso, Banusis, Ovik, Sal, Kochoch. When we learn the next Mishnah, and the next Mishnah says that Imoi cannot marry any of the brothers, so that Mishnah is going according to Rab Yehuda. Is Mishamachi Leitonile? So what are you telling me that our Mishnah should say Chomish Eschei Arayis? It should say Sheish Eschei Arayis, Imoi. If the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda said that Imoi cannot marry any of the brothers. So therefore, you're not allowed to marry any of the brothers. So therefore, we don't have a case that Imoi Patas Hatzorah, because none of the brothers can marry her. So that was Levi's, that was Rebbe's taina to Levi. What are you asking Akasha Imei? Learn the next Mishnah. And if you learn the next Mishnah, you'll see that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore you can't say Imei. Let us see Rashi. Hachi gassine, Rab Ashi yom aloi lom lesel Rebbe hani kloli. Rabbi is not obligated to Rab Chia. Ube pluk te komairi. Loi teime doho de loi tomi imay nusus ovi mishum le mashkachas bohani kloli. Don't say that the reason Rabbi did not say imoi, because if we'll say imoi, we won't be able to have the klal of Rab Chia. Because in imoi we can't have the klal of Rab Chia. The Rebbe less lehani kloli. Rebbe does not hold that our Mishnah has to be geared to the klolim of Rabbi. The loytei melachi shavkei, the loymairi beplukta. Don't say. The reason is that he didn't say imoy because it's debatable. Shailas told the machlokes Rabbiud and the chachamim, the plukta badi kamairi, that our Mishnah speaks about things which are plukta. Umaye loymoyach the kamalei, hachi kamalei. The also banusis of it. Because our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the also banusis of it. Vle mashkachas lo shetipol aim lifnei bno leyibum me'ochiv me'oviv. So you can't have a case that a mother should fall to a yovam, a mother should fall to her son, me'ochiv me'oviv, from his brother, from his father, because how was his brother permitted to marry her? She's anusas oviv, which is also. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi, so Ravine est Ravashi, but that's what Ravashi said, Pshat. The Mishnah can't go, since the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can't have Sheish Esri Yachais. Omer Levin Ravashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Mashkachas Lo. He could have 16 Yachais. The E of our Benosif, if the brother married her Be'issa, that means Yaakov was Ma'anis Aisha and had a son Ruvain. Fine. Then Yaakov married an Isha and had a son Shimon. A different Isha. Had a son Shimon. Now, Shimon married Anusas Oviv. He's not allowed to. He did it. He married Anusas Oviv. Lushnas Taifas. It's a Chayve Lav. And now Shimon died, and now Reuven can't be Miyabma because it's Imoy. Shompat HaRatzor. The E of the Nosif, so he could have a case of 16 arayis. So the Gemara answered, the E like Tony. that the Mishnah isn't speaking about such a case. E'oval v'nosev, we should learn a Mishnah in Yevamah is that a person did an aveir and he married a bisa. No, we're not talking about such cases. I'll tell you a case that it's shayach that Shimon should have married Imai Shal Reuven, and he wasn't Ivana Issa of Anusas Aviv. How's that possible? What was the case? Yaakov Onas Kalosi. Reuven had married a woman. Reuven didn't do anything bizarre. Now Yaakov, his father, was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law. Vohoilid Mimenobet, and now he had a son, Shimon. Umeis Reuven beloy bone, v'naflo lo kamei bro, and now she is falling to her son Shimon. Umigo di asira tzarosa nami asira. Why do you say the Eloi Ktoni? We don't speak about cases that someone married an Isha be'issa. I have a case that he didn't marry Bisa. He married, Reuven married Beheta. The father was Ma'anasa. The father was Ma'anasa's daughter-in-law. He had another son, Shimon. Now she'll fall, now when Reuven dies and she falls, Le-Shimon. Le-Yibum, so that's Imoy. To Shimon, that's Imoy. So Memela, it's so she patas Atzorim. Shimon is a mamzer. No, okay, mina teira, mamzer is also permitted to be miyam. So the Mishnah says, but now since she's a nerve, patos, mina chlitze, mina yibu. So we have a case. Omalei ba'achve de teira kamairi ba'achve di sura loy kamairi. No, the Mishnah isn't speaking about an osadike brother, a brother that came about v'isa. To Rabbi Yishai Vekrisis. No, we're not talking about that either. So Memele, so that was pshat in Rabashi's Teretz. So Rabashi said, Memele, the Keteretz. Our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Shayach Hakert. Imoy is in the next Mishnah. It's not Shayach, Boif and Aheter, that she should be, that Imoy should fall a Yibum. It's the Yava, or Ba'achvedi Surah. So we're not speaking about that. What does Rashi say? Beloy dinami mashkachas. Yava v'nosi v'sanusus ovi v'nof libo v'nei b'no v'lisni. Beloy dinami mashkachas shloy ovo zeh ha-meis b'nisuel. The meis was not any Surim by marrying her. Onas kolosi v'ovar albas. He was Evanissa, the father of Ashtetzer. V'af al pikein, bot kolevi b'masnisin. That means even though Rebbe said a very sharp loshen to him, en le'moich b'kot kodoy, but Levi made a hago in his Mishneh, and he wrote in his Mishneh, the 16 arayas. He wasn't the spoil from Rabbi Steretz. And he wrote, Imoi pa'omim pa'iteres sarosa. Pa'omim eino pa'iteres sarosa. Imoi sometimes will pateretso, and sometimes will not pateretso. Keitza. Hoi sa imoi nesuas oviv. If the mother of the Yavam was nesuas oviv, eishes oviv. Benises la ochiv me'aviv, and she married ochiv ma'aviv. What does it mean she married ochiv? The kedushin is in taifas, but akasha hamaisa, she married him. Umeis zuhi imoy she'ein pateres sarosa. So such an aim will never pater atzoret, because she never was the wife of his brother, because kedushin is in taifas beishes oviv. Hoi so imoy anusas oviv, but if his mother was anusas ovid, v'nisei slachiv me'ovid be'isel, ומייס, זוהי מוישה פטרש שרוס. ואף על פי ששונו חכומים משנסינו חומש עשרה, even though the חכומים said there are 15 הרייס את הפטר הצורה, יש לנו להוסיף 16 כגון זאת. But we can add another one. That's what Levi wrote on his Mishnayot. He was Moisef, another elder of Imoy. Let us see Rashi. Botko Levi b'masnisin, he was Magia on his Mishnah, v'yisifo le'imoy anusas aviv b'mishnasoy. He put another elder of Imoy. Oy, so Imoy nesuas aviv b'niseis la'ochiv me'aviv b'meis. If his mother came about through Nisun, was Nisuis Ovi, Leitavsi Kedushin, but, so then Kedushin is in Teufel, Shrei Eishis Ov Bekoris, Vamrini Lekamen in Kedushin Teufel, and Bechai Bekrisis Divrei Hakel. Everyone is Moide that Kedushin is not Teufel, it's Bechai Bekrisis. Hilka. Kshemeis Rosh Ozeh, Hirashis Amir Lekke Kanoi. That's when this Rosh who married, Aishis Oviv died, Loinot Lazula Yibum Lif Nebno, so she won't fall Yibum Nebno, the Lama Aishis Ochavoy, she never was married to him. The Aina Peteres Tarosa, so she won't Pateratso. Hoy so Ima Yanuses Oviv, Vinises Lochiv me Oviv, but if Ima was Anuses Oviv, Skedushin Taivsimbo, Bafulo Rab Yehude, Akedushin Taivsim Bechai Vilavin, וכשמייס, and when he died, נמצא סורוסו, צורס ערבה ופטורה. So then the צורס, the צורס ערבה ופטורה. Let us see Taisus. So Taisus says, לאוילום לסר לרבי הני כלולי, ובפלוקטה קומיירי. This was Rav Ashi's Teretz, that Rebbe, the Mishnah learned cases that even though sepasnished bekulon ani kaire, Rebbe beplukte kamairi. The only reason Rebbe did not say imoy because our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vim taima, so Tosfos found another elder. Lisni eishes ish shepeiteres saros. What's the case on Eishes Ish Patas Atzor? Kigoin, the Oma law, a person gave a woman a get. The Oma law, Areze Giteich al Menash Shiloi Tenosi Leploin. He gave her a get with a Tanai. I'm giving you a get. Beryl married Anisha. That your get al Menash Shiloi Tenosi Leploin. The pligi ba megarish rabbelezer v'rabbono. Now this is a very interesting gerishin. Mitzad echot, you get, reik meteres lachol odom, he's matero, it's a safer krisis, but she's mekushet him, al menash loy tenosi leplein. What happens if she'll get married to Shimon? So memele, the get is bottle. So he gave her a sefer krisus with a tnai, which hinders her in marrying Shimon. Now, is this a good sefer krisus, yes or no? So the machlokes in Hamegarish, Rabbelezer, it's a good get. Lamaise, she's not allowed to marry Shimon. The Chamim hold it's not a good get. That's felt in the krisus. Vinish vi, Lamaise, this get is not matter, or she can't marry with this get to Shimon. Fine. Abba Rabbi Lezer holds it is a good get. Now, if Rabbi Lezer holds it's a good get, and we know Rebbe is beplukta kamairi, according to Ravashi. So, let's see what happened. Basura leploini. Vimnise, so let's say he had said, this Beryl gave her a get, and he said, Areyat muteres echol odom chutz mishimin. Now she went and married Reuben. And now Reuben died. Now we have a dilemma over here. Now, if Shimon will be miyabim her, so she'll become an Eishes Ish. The whole get was a menashle to Nosi le Shimon. So if Shimon Lubim Yabma, she'll become an Eishasi. So she's not allowed to marry Shimon. Why? Because of the Sereishas Ish. But she's become an Eishas Ish. Bechel was still alive. So if she'll get married, she'll become an so the Iser Eishas Ish is Meineya Shimon to be Miyabma. Now there was a Tzore. There was a Tzore also. No, so she'll pata the Tzore. So Taisvis found a 16th Elve. According to Rav Elazar, v'imniseis la'ochiv umeis. Now, if Shimon's she got married to Shimon's brother umeis, and Shimon's brother died, peteres sarosa. So Tosfos says, v'afal gav dasur lechol odom. She's not permitted to get married afilu l'Rabbi Elazar midrabbonon ad sheyomus hamegarish oyaploini. So Tosfos says, such a lady, this is a very, she's in a very critical situation, this lady. That means, what'll be if we permitted to get married? That means Chazal would never permit this lady to get married. Kozman, her husband, or Shimon is alive. Why? Because this is dangerous. What'll be? This Bethel gave her a get, Amanashle Tinosi L'Shimon, and she goes and marries Yankel, and they're married, and they have 10 children, and then Yankel dies. Now she's gonna go, and now marry Shimon. Now if she goes and marries Shimon, Rachman and Itzlom, so it comes out, the get, L'Mafrei was never a get. 10 children mamzerim. That's mamish a catastrophe. So we can't permit such things. So Tosfos says, Chazal Zicha Asad, this lady, even though halachically, according to Rabbi Elazar, the get is a get, and she's allowed to get married to everyone, that's halachically midarabonim, we Zicha will not permit her to marry anybody till one of the two happens, either till Beryl will die, or till Shimon will die. If one of the two dies, then we know that the coast is clear. Now there's no problems anymore. So l'chayre, so we'll say a teret. So you know why it didn't say in the Mishnah this case of Eishes Ish? Because she's not allowed to marry Reuben. We won't meet her upon her. She's also to marry Reuben. So mamela de'i like Tony. De'i like Tony. The Mishnah isn't speaking about a case that someone married Be'isa. But that is only according to Rebbe. According to Levi, Levi put in his Mishnah a case of De'i also. Levi wrote in his Mishnah case that Afilu, the brother, married Be'isa. So according to Levi, Levi made a Hagah in his Mishnah that a case of Imoy that will pater atzore, and that's Beplukta Kamairi in De'i Ktani. Oh, so why didn't Levi make 17 Arayot? So the kasha will be on Levi. That's what Tosfos is going to ask now. The Avol gav the sura lechol odom afilu l'Rabbi Elazar. Afilu according to Rabbi Elazar, that holds that the get is a good get, but she zicha also to marry anybody midarabona not she yomus hamegarish ayaploini. The chayshinon, we're afraid shemeti nosei loy la'achesh et isalmim et isgarish mizeh, because we're zicha afraid that she might go and marry the Shimon after she's tisalman or tiskarish mizeh. V'dimtzu boner mamzerim k'dechashin b'megarish. And the Gemara, now Tosfos did not have enough in the Gemara that this is also. But Tosfos builds this from a Gemara k'dechashin b'megarish amenash loy tibali liploini. Shemati boy loy achashitis alme achashitis gash. The Gemara says, if he said at night, amenashalay tabali liploini, she's not allowed to get married. Because, shemati boy liploini. Achashitis alme achashitis gash. Now, before we go further, so let us just understand what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos had a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin that if a person gave a woman a get, al menashle tebali leploini, she's not permitted to get married to anyone because we're afraid after she got married, and she'll have children, and she'll be geget, she'll be tabor leplein. So Tosfos says, soy bazoi, amanash le tenosi leplein, also be the same thing. Now, this is right from Poshet. Tosfos in Gittin makes it, there's a tremendous difference. Amanash le tabor leplein could be that plate will be ma'anasa. She has nothing what to do with it. So Memela, that means she wants her 10 children to be Mamzerim, Rahman and Islam. She never do such a thing. Amnashli to Boli Laplain, it's not Biyoga. Who knows that it could be the Shimon will be Manasa. Amnashli to Nosi Laplain, what are you afraid of? These are her 10 children, they're her children. She wants that they should be Mamzerim, Rahman and Islam. So that's what Taisvis says in Gittin. But our Taisvis wants to say Nitazoi. Wants to say for Kat, maybe you'll say that Amnashalay Tinosi, they also made Exeira, she's not allowed to get married. And then Taisva says the whole Shash Bechlal is La'acher by Amnashalay Tiboli is Acheshet Isalme, Acheshet Isgarish. The Dedach Shash is Uboida Tachta Blekalamechish Yoisa Mi'aba Vavicha. That means, there is a chash, Taisu said, the chash is later. Bishash, she's married and there's a high crisis, and we zicher won't, we're not afraid of that. So what does Taisu means to say? So Taisu means to say that, so I have a teretz on the kasha, that since me the rabbonon, she's not allowed to get married to anyone in such a case, so the e like tani. So Taisus says, Mikol Mokim Levi Diktoni Nami Dei, but Levi did learn Dei. Levi, when Levi made his Arayas, he learned the case of Dei over Venosa, Kedrimin Lakamon, his kosher, the listening Nami Lach. So now we're up to Akash. So Taisus found a new Elve, an Elve of Eishesish, that El Pater Atzore, and, so Taisus starts making Chishbainis. Now we have to get down to business. So Tais says like this: Ulaman de nafkele me aches ishe. So if you learn from aches ishe that just like aches ishe pater zatzore, so all aray is pater atzore, neche. So then it's very good. Dloidomi hach la aches ishe. This elve. This potential Ashes Ish, Amanash Le Tinosi Le Ploini, is not Doimet Achis Ish. Why? The Amanash Le Tinosi Shori Le Biznus. If the Tnai was, the way Taisus had asked, Amanash Le Tinosi Le Ploini, that was the Tnai. So she is only also to Ploini Tinosi. But Biznus, she's mutter. And if he made some amela, so this is not dumya dachis isha. When do we find that an elve patas atzore, that is an elve that is also benisuin, that is an elve that's also biznus, so such an elve patas atzore. Here, this aishas ish, this potential aishas ish, is only also benisuin, she's not also biznus. And what will be if he made a tnai amanashalay tibali? Is yechayla hili skadish loy? So then she can marry him. So memele, whatever the tnai was amanashalay tenosi amanashalay tibali, whatever it was. So this is not doimed achis isha. So won't pater atzor. You have to learn out the hope to tzor alitzra. We learn from achis isha. This is kill from achis isha. This is mutter bekedushin, mutter biznus. Ubal menashe loyte nosi veloyte bo. So they says, oh, I have a third case. Al menashe loyte bo li veloyte nosi. He gave us such a tnai. He wanted to make sure that loyte nosi veloyte boli. Now already this is doime to aches ishe. So Taisa says like this: Ichoshev shiur kamei b'chutz mi ploini imkain shor yilei kinises lachiv kaidem. Now, let us explain what Tosfos is saying over here. There's a shaila in the Gemara Namegarish. Abelezer said, Amnas shalei tinosi leploini, it's a good get. And we explained, and the Chama hold it's not a good get. Now what's the shaila? The shaila is, since this tnai, Lamaisa hampers her to get married to everyone, so the Chama holds it's a chsaron and krisis, sefer krisis. You have to write a sefer that after the get, she's upkat, she's not mu'ugit to her husband. Here she's still mu'ugit to her husband. If she marries plainly, so then the get is bottle. So this is chesaron and get. Tabalezer holds it's no chesaron. Fine. Let's talk about a case. Areyat mugureshes mimeni. I had muteris lechol odom chutz mi plainly. Didn't say a tnai. He made a shiur in the gerushin. That means this get is matayu to everyone besides to this person. Besides to one person. Can one do such a thing? Is that, afilo according to Rabbi Elazar, a posel get? So there's a whole shakla v'taya in the Gemara Namegarish. Machlokes in this. One man, the Omer, said this is a shir already in the Gerish, and that means he wasn't matar ol cholodom, so that's a posel get. I feel according to Rabbi Elazar, it's no good. Another man, the Omer, says according to Rabbi Elazar, a shir is also good. So he wasn't matar to everyone, he was matar to certain people, every matar is matar. So now, Tosfos says as follows. But before we say what Tosfos says, let's just mention, I'm saying in Tosfos' way, the Marshal says, and the Maram Shiv says this in Gittin. There's a Moiridiki Gemara in Gittin that says something very mechudishlik. The Gemara says as follows, if we say Shir helps according to Rabbi Elazar, so the Gemara says as follows, if a person said, Arei at materis l'chol odom chutz mi ruvin, right? According to Rabbi Elazar, it's a good get. Even though there was a shir in the Gerish, it's a good get. Chutz mi Ruben. So the Gemara says, Achidish, so how do we understand this? So Pshat is that Legabi Ruben, she's still my wife. That means so, Beryl, who gave her a get, has Ishus in her Legabi Ruben. Legabi everyone else, there's no Ishus. Legabi Ruben, there's Ishus. And she went, and she got married to Moshe. Right? Moshe died. Beryl is still alive. So the Gemara says, after she got married to Moshe, she can marry Reuven. Why? Because the issues that Beryl had in her, he had a kolish to ke issues, and he had an issues lagabi Reuven, she's still his wife. But the minute she got married to someone else, so the ishus of someone else is menatik the ishus of Beryl. That means his ishus is kayim kozman, she doesn't marry someone else. The minute she marries someone else, so the ishus of Beryl automatically disintegrates, and now she can marry Reuven. That's what the Gemara says. So let us see Tosfos. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos said, asked Akasha, I have a tzir of Eishes Ish, which will pater a tzor. Amanashalei tinosi. Or amanashalei tiboli. So Tosfos said, no, that's not Akasha, because we learn from Achis Ishe, this woman is not toime to the elv of Achis Ishe, she's muta biznus, she's muta bekidushin. Then Tosfos started asking a little bit more. Oh, I have another better tzir. That means he made a tnai that she's also to Reuben, Bebiya, Benesun, everything. Yes. So Taisa says like this. If we'll say that this is considered a shir, That means with a t'nai, but he made that she's also behechlet to Reuven. So if this is equivalent to a shir, k'may bechutz miploini, and this is equivalent to a shir, that means that if we say this is good according to Rabbi Elazar, so we have to say that chutz miploini is mutter according to Rabbi Elazar, if we will assume that. Im kein, so then the kasha finds sich nicht on. Is shor yalei, so the, if we consider it a shir, and there's still some issues left that Beryl has, in Cain, so if that is the case, shor yalei kinesis lachiv kaidem. So then she's mutter to Shimon. Because the minute Reuven married her, so the issues, if this is equivalent to Geirish and Chutz, as matter Chutz mi Shimon, so Memele, the Gemara says over there, if he says, Ared Matersel Chalodem Chutz mi Shimon, the minute she married Reuven, so Memele, the issues of Beryl disintegrates, and now she's allowed to marry Shimon. So Memele, so Tamale no Kasha. Afilu ilay choshiv shiel, that this is not considered a shiel. Here there won't be such a din. There won't be such a din. And the Maram Shiv says in Gittin, because, bishloime by kedushe chutz, we could say that there's Beryl left over in Ishus, and it's a kolishtiki issues, that means Lagabi the whole world she's not his wife, but Lagabi Shimon she's his wife. So this issues cannot remain in existence if she married someone else. That's a chiddush in the Gemara. That's by chutz. By chutz I could say such a thing. By t'nai, if he said almanash loytenosi voloyteboli, here he made, could be, there's a chesaron of shir here too. That means could be the get couldn't work because lemaisa it wasn't matahor legamri to this shimon. But there's a t'nai also over here. How could you say that when she got married to Reuven, now she can marry Shimon? How could she marry Shimon? Lemaisa, the kula that it says by Ashir and Gerish and by Gerish and Chutz can never apply by t'nai. T'nai can have the chesaron of Chutz, but t'nai can have the maila of Chutz. So therefore, so that means the minute she's over the t'nai, the gerishin becomes batel amafreya. So Taisvah says, "Vafilu ilay choshev shir." That means it does not have the coolness of a shir. So my teretz is not a good teretz. That means even though she married Reuven, but she'll become the shabim to Shimon, so automatically the get will become batel. She's an aishasich. Mikomokem leitomi lachisish. Still not toimi lachisish. Why? Tohosom bishas nefila havi achis ishtoi. By achis ishtoi, by an elve, there is a nefila. And mitzad the issues, the elve should also fall yibum. And there the din elve creates that this nefila yibum becomes nesa. The elve asels the nefila, passels the nefila on the self and on the tzot. Aval hoche bishas nefila. Ein eishas ish achati boiloi. Oh, but over here, bishas nefila, she's not an elve, period. Bishas nefila, she becomes only an elve afterwards. So bishas nefila, she's not an elve. Afilu you say no, but since there cannot be a din yibum, because she'll become an aishes ish, kivin shemitam aishes ish asurili boilei, so we will say that the din aishes ish is meineya ha yibum, and that should also patar atzore. Mikobokim loidomi, kivin shimti boilei yovan shenesra olo. If she will become nivul to the oven, Avi Eishes Isha, then it'll come out that she never was married to a husband. Hilkach loy potro tzoroso. So therefore she can't pater a tzorim.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.